So y'all, my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this week, I would say from shortchanging my time with God, just like trimming him out of the equation sometimes. Hey, everybody. So good to be with you here tonight. We've got an incredible lineup for you. This past weekend was with my kids, of course, and as I sat there, I want to tell you a little bit about how this goes with my son, Hill, who's 4 years old. He is... He's got this thing, it's like psychological warfare. Well, he will just wear you down systematically until you say yes. He's like, Daddy, can I have some ice cream? No, Hill, you cannot have ice cream. How about just a spoonful? No, you can't have a spoonful. What about after dinner? Son, no, you can't have ice cream. You had some last night. If I clean up my toys, can I? No. What if I give Penny some? No. Could we have it tomorrow? No. Until finally I'm like, I'm so beat down. I'm like, fine, Hill, yeah, here. What do you, take all of it, Bluebell, what do you want? Like, he messes with me. And he's good at it. Except on Saturday, there was no fussing. There was no negotiating. And I realized this like halfway through the day and I turned to him and I was like, Hill, you're not fussing today. You're just saying yes, sir, no, sir, thank you. And he said, yeah, I know. I was like, son, Jesus is helping you. Because I've been praying a lot, and he's been praying even too. I'm like, he's still part C's. This is amazing. Like, the Lord moved the mountain of my four-year-old boy. He said, I know. And I said, Jesus is helping you. And he said, no, he's not. I was like, yes, Hill, he's helping you. That's why you're not fussing. And he's like, no, I'm doing it by myself. I was like, No, Hill, you're not. He's helping you, whether you know it or not. He's like, no, I'm doing this. And I'm like, okay, now you're fussing, one. But two, and I go, no, Hill, you don't understand. Jesus is doing everything in your life, whether you know it or not. He's like, no, I'm not fussing. That's me. I'm trying. I said, son, let me tell it to you this way. If Jesus wasn't helping you right now, you'd be dead. Which is like, I'm sure really comforting to a four-year-old. Parenting 101, but I'm like a straight shooter with him. And so I'm like, no, if he wasn't helping you right now, you'd be dead. Like, he's the one giving you breath and life and everything else. He sustains you. He helps you. He carries you. He's anything good is from him, period, whether you acknowledge it or not. And I'm like, what do I do with my son? How do I convince him of this? And there's like a scary prayer where you're like, all right, Lord, he's four, so be gentle, but show him that he can't do anything without you. And as I'm sitting there thinking about it, it was like God put a mirror in front of my face. It was like, really? Really? Because the first 30 years of your life, you didn't even acknowledge me. And yet I thought it was my charm, my wit, my intelligence, my ability at soccer or to win an election or to get the fraternity or to get the interview or to get the job or to get the income or the girl. Like, I was like, this is me. I got this. And all along, it was what theologians call general grace. That God allows, he sends the rain on the unrighteous and on the righteous. Like, God in his kindness that leads people to repentance is just extending grace upon grace in a general way to all people because he loves all people. He doesn't love the rebellion, but he loves all people. That was the first 30 years where I didn't acknowledge him at all and I thought so much of myself. I was just like my son. And then God reminded me, hey, it's not just the 30 years. It's been the last 12 too, where there are times that I just like forget. Like I said, I confess this week, I've been cutting him out. I've been shortchanging God or not acknowledging the good that he gives me, not having a heart of thankfulness, not the prayers of dependency that acknowledge like, man, you take your hand off me, I'm dead. Like, it's all you. And so I'm still prone to it. And that's called specific grace. As God now with his family of believers, brothers and sisters, children, sons and daughters in Christ, he gives specific grace where he's working with us individually, not just in a general way, but now you're an adopted son or daughter. And one of the ways of specific grace is that he sets us free from our sin. Like, that's something that he does unique only to the household of believers. Unbelievers may swap sins, but they don't stop sins. Only under Christ is freedom from sin granted. And that's Acts chapter 13, verses 38 and 39. I want to read it to you. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified from by the law. The ESV says freed. Everything you could not be freed from that the law could not free you from. Rule following does not work. I tried for a lot of my life. My four-year-old son tries that. We can't follow rules. We break them incessantly. Jesus alone, just like we sang, is the chain breaker. If you have chains, he is a chain breaker. He sets the captives free. And I was reminded of that through a four-year-old boy and through the living, active word of God, that that's what Jesus does. And so if you have chains and you are not yet under Christ, trust him as your savior for the forgiveness of sins that he would free you. And if you are in Christ, if you have trusted him as your Lord and savior, then you have come under God's adoption. And then if you're still wrestling with those sins, you just ask him, deliver me. You confess them to your brothers and sisters. They'll pray for you here right after that confession, and you will be set free. You will be healed. I promise you, because God promises you. So welcome to Regeneration, where Jesus breaks chains.